269 pages. That's the length of a new report put out by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office on Sex Week, an annual sex education program at UT Knoxville. The report gives the state legislature options to address the controversial event, and university officials say some of the recommendations could be implemented starting next academic year. WPLN's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
The Comptroller's Office recommendations range from the legislature banning the program altogether to simply ignoring it. Most likely, what UT Knoxville will end up doing is somewhere in between. Interim President Randy Boyd says the university will re-examine how it allocates money to Sex Week. He says he could be supportive of more programming that addresses issues like sexual assault.
We can work with our students to provide content that addresses that. I think we can find a lot of common ground.
Four other public universities in Tennessee have similar events, but the one at UT Knoxville has prompted the state legislature to intervene. Here's Republican Senator Dolores Gresham.
The University of Tennessee at Knoxville, unlike any of our other universities, which happen to have sex weeks as well, is really for Tennessee our face to the world.
The legislature has tried to prevent Sex Week by taking different actions, such as prohibiting the use of state dollars to support the event. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.